This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Ah, good morning, Canada. Yours truly, a little under the weather this morning. My throat just feels like someone took sandpaper to it. I thought I was going to come in this morning, and I was just going to hand the baton to Mr. Bob Weeks this morning and say, okay, Bob, you do all the talking, and I'll just listen. But 5 minutes...
Yeah, first time for everything.
Yeah. 5 minutes in studio of Bob, he's got me wound up about so much. It doesn't take much, hey? Just throw a banana in the gorilla's cage, and that's kind of it. How are you, Mr.
Weeks? Poke the dog. I'm doing great.
Good, man.
Doing great. I could use a little bit of warmer weather.
Yes.
We don't need any more of this rain stuff. I don't know where you're listening to across Canada, but here in Hogtown here, it's not exactly golf season yet.
I will say this. My birthday is always Masters Week, April 7th, and it usually we get our last snowfall home when we're in Augusta. But March at this point is usually beating our brains out because it comes in mild. If this is the end of winter, if this is our kick, I'll take it over this 20 inches of snow, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We have a crazy busy show. Later on in the show, in our Ontario, Hamilton, Toronto, last 30 minutes of Golf Talk Canada, unless you're listening online and get all 90 minutes, you lucky individual. We're going to have Andrew Morris from Cedar Brae Golf Club. They're getting ready to do their grand opening of their clubhouse. They've got a last few memberships. We're going to talk a little membership with Andrew later on in the show. We'll do winners, weird, and what later on in the show. Also, very lucky this week, the opportunity to speak to Steve Williams. I guess arguably the most successful caddy, really, maybe in the history of the game.
Probably the richest.
Definitely the richest, sure. Yeah. You know, 14 of Tiger, no, 13 of Tiger's 14 majors, he was on the bag.
And, you know, he's caddied for a lot of, we always know about Tiger with Adam Scott, but he's caddied for a lot of people. He caddied for Ray Stewart, Canadian golfer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, way back in his starting days. Yeah.
See, for me, I remember him because I was a big Greg Norman fan as a kid. I remember him on Norman's bag.
For sure.
And I know he did Floyd and stuff as well. We get into that in the interview, so we'll hear from Steve Williams later on. Big tournament with the WGC Dell Match Play, and Bob and I will get into that because some of our picks look very good, and others, not so much.
They're on the couch already.
They're on the couch.
Watching.
So lots to get to. But before anything, big news and headlines. Let's do news and headlines.
News and Headlines is brought to you by Golftown, with 55 stores coast to coast. Golftown is Canada's golf superstore. Visit golftown.com for store specials and locations near you. Golftown, anything for golf.
Oh, you can smell the azaleas. We are only 2 weeks away, Mr. Weeks, and I and Mr. James Duffy will be in Augusta for TSN and CTV, bringing the Masters to Canada. And another special announcement that we can't talk of yet, I believe that could come as early as Monday, I hear.
Okay, it's
so,
better come soon.
It's got to come soon.
We're leaving next week.
Have been sitting on this for months. So coming this week. But of course, Augusta's about tradition. And there's so much. And one of them is the Champions Dinner. And Jordan Spieth is going to be serving Texas barbecue, which I would be all over. However, there has been some years where the Champions Dinner has not gone over so well, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. You pick your menu, and a lot of guys, of course, pick it according to what their nationality is. So Sandy Lyle, when he won back in 1988, the next year he comes back. And he serves haggis. Now the
which is the liner of a sheep's stomach. Correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Filled with wonderful goodies of Northern Scotland.
I think it's like brains and tongues and stuff like that. Anyway, the one thing is you don't have to have that what the champion is serving. You can order off the Masters menu. So if you want to have a hamburger, you can do that. So when they told Jack Nicklaus that Sandy Lyle was serving haggis, he said, I hope he enjoys it.
Okay, quickly before we get to the next one. If I was serving the Champions Dinner, I got to hear what you're serving. So my favorite meal, I'm a steak guy, even for an Italian. Okay, I would pass the pasta. I love a good steak. So I would go with like a caprese salad or even like a prosciutto with melon appetizer or something like that. And then I would get into like a great filet with some béarnaise and a cream spinach. And then, of course, something chocolate at the end, a fudge cake or something. What's your champion's meal?
Probably like Big Macs.
Big Macs. I love it.
I'd go pasta. I'd go pasta all the way. Pasta salad, pasta main course, pasta chocolate dessert.
So we should be in different chairs here.
Exactly.
You know, do you think Hootie's Johnson's footlong hot dogs on that Masters menu? What do you think?
Hey, the year Tiger won, the first time in 97, the next year he served cheeseburgers and milkshakes.
There you go. Butch Harmon, speaking of Tiger, comes out again. there was a, the first olive branch was about 2 years ago where he said, I would, you know, be happy to get on the phone. And now he's saying he'd love to spend a day with Tiger.
There's no lose for Butch because he could throw that out there and he knows 99.9% sure, with certainty, that Tiger's not going to take him up on it because Tiger is stubborn. You say up, he says down.
Right.
You say black, he
which is
says
part of
black.
The reason he's in the position he's in right now.
Right. So I think Butch is just throwing that out there, and I mean, he'd be shocked. Anybody would be shocked if Tiger actually accepted it, even though I think a lot of us think he probably should.
I've always been, from the standpoint, Bob, and I've said this adamantly for years, that if Tiger Woods stayed with Butch Hartman, and if Tiger Woods could have found a replacement for his father in his life, somebody, that we'd be counting 22, 23, 24 majors right now.
I mean, you look at Butch's record. He has, there's not too many guys who've walked away from him. There's a lot of people who've come back to him. I mean, I know Phil has left, but
46. Phil's just grasping
but
to keep it going.
There's a lot of people out there who've gone there and had a resurrection of their career or a first wave of greatness for their careers.
Right. Bryson DeChambeau turning pro after the turning pro at the Heritage, which we kind of saw coming. He's waiting
no
for the Masters.
Right. You get a free entry to the Masters, so he's going to do that. He's a crazy guy with the same length golf club.
I think this guy is going to be awesome for the game.
I think so, too. Every club is a 7-iron length.
Yeah.
Every iron in his bag, and he wears the hat.
So
like
when we were in Carlsbad at the Kingdom, he was coming in the 4 days after we were leaving, and they couldn't wait to work with him because of how unique an individual he was to try to get their tailor-made technology at the Kingdom to marry with what this guy's bringing to the table, because I'm sure it's like something they've never seen before.
It's an interesting theory, right? I mean, it's based on the fact that you have the exact same swing plane with every club. And I can see how it kind of makes sense.
Well,
but
I think it's brilliant because, listen, what I see most of the guys I play, like a lot of amateurs, even good amateurs, like I'm talking guys that are better than the average golfer. I'm talking like 12 to 15 handicaps, which in my mind are really good golfers when you look at the population of the golf world, right? And a lot of times, some of the biggest mistakes they have is they don't know where the club's bottoming out. And they hit it fat or they hit it thin. And it's because they can't be consistent on that, on where the club's entering the ground for contact. And if your club's the same length every time, with the exception of driver three wood, if every iron in the bag and your hybrid is the same length, man, that just, I am not a mathematician or a scientist. That tells me that my chances of getting consistent on my contact point with the earth, it's just gone up through the roof.
What's the toughest thing for an amateur? It's once they get to the longer the club, the more difficulty they have. So
right.
They're
there
all
you
the
go.
Same.
Here we go. So this is going to be fun to watch. Sad news. Longtime CPGA professional since I think he turned pro in 1990. Craig Marseille lost his battle with cancer this week. So we just wanted to pass on our condolences to his family as well as to the network of younger pros he touched. You know, I saw Brian McCann and Danny King and a lot of guys.
Brad Fritch said some nice comments about him.
He touched a lot of players along the way. Great amateur career, as you outlined.
He played for he was a club champion at the National three times, so that right there says a bunch.
He did play some Canadian tour, right?
Played some Canadian tour. He played as a great amateur. He was on the Ontario Willingdon Cup team. I think he was on the National team for the World Am one time, so good player.
So thoughts and prayers and cancer again. You know, we've seen it throughout already this year, people passing and
F cancer.
I like that. All right. And on a brighter note, wins across the mini tours this week. Congratulations, Augusta James, Ryan Williams, and Mackenzie Hughes all pick up mini tour wins this week. How can we translate this into a PGA Tour when it's got to come? I'm losing it. All right. We're going to get moving here because on the other side, we got to talk a lot of WGC. Bracket's still alive. Round of 16 goes this morning. Bob and I, some of our picks, some still alive. Both of our winners still alive as well. So we're not that dumb anyway, Mr. Weeks. We still got something going.
That way.
We just look that way. Just, all right, this is GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada was brought to you by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back, GTC. World Golf Championships, Dell Match Play. This is the first ever Dell Match Play. Last year was Cadillac, right? Cadillac match play from TPC Harding Park in San Francisco.
That's right.
Earlier years, we found this in desert. You remember the year it snowed?
Yeah, Dove Mountain.
Remember that?
Yeah,
that was beautiful. Remember that Rory and those and Ricky playing snowball fights?
That's right. That's right.
I couldn't believe it. That was some of the best images I've seen in years just from golf, you know, just to see that. It was so shocking. A cactus covered in
snow.
That's
right. I was just going to say, because of the contrast with the desert, right?
Oh, unbelievable.
That, but cool.
Now, we've got, I was going to say, now, before we get into our brackets and what we picked, I'm going to say this. And this format, this tournament, has taken a bit of a PR beating over the years sometimes in the golf community. When they went to the round-robin format from the one and done, so they kind of went away from the NCAA 64-in, you lose, you go home,
right,
into this pool format, like more like World Cup, right? I liked it at the time because the first thing I said was, when you go from basically 18 holes to decide something to three rounds to decide something, you increase the likelihood of the better player coming out of the pool because, you know, cream will rise eventually to the top. And Rory McIlroy won last year. Now, here we are again, and I will say to this, that this might be, with all due respect to a few great players that are no longer a part of this, in my opinion, Bob, this might be the least amount of upsets we've ever seen in this tournament so far.
I agree. Yeah, there hasn't been really any of the big, I mean, you know, you can, as you said, you can look at a couple of guys who went missing, but overall, I think you're right. I think there's most of the guys you expected to be there are probably there, except maybe, you know, the on Cabrera Bello bracket. That might not be the one that everyone picked, but
right.
I agree.
You know, my final was Ricky Fowler losing to Rory McIlroy, and if there was one name that I expected to be here still, that for me is the upset so far, that Fowler didn't come up, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But we still have the big three. They're all through. Mm-hmm. And I think we were both adamant that they were all coming out too.
That's right.
So,
and I mean, Jason Day got a little help from Paul Casey.
Yes. However, he was 2-0 when heading into that match.
Yeah,
right?
He brought new meaning to the word having chunks with your golf game. Yes, a little bit of the flu he had to pull out early,
and he did look awful.
He did.
He did look awful. So.
I had him coming out of that bracket.
Did you?
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's my dark Paul Casey. I got two or three dark horses, and Paul Casey's one of them for Augusta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
he really is. All right, let's actually go through the round of 16 now. So we've got this matchup is about as good as it gets, really. If you could have a 1 versus 16, I don't know if you can have a better 1 versus 16, because Louis Oosthuizen is about as strong as a 16 seed as you're going to find. And he goes up against Jordan Spieth here. Jordan Spieth, man, he looks good. He looks like 1 week off has just done a world of good for him. Although I think this is going to come down to the wire, I'll still take Spieth coming out of this one, Bob.
I got Usti. I got Usti winning the whole thing.
Yes, you
and
did.
I thought he has just been playing really, really well this year. That 16 seed kind of doesn't really tell you how he's played this year. He's got a win down in Australia, and he's had a couple of other good performances. So I expect him to come out of there. And I did that based on what we saw with Jordan Spieth earlier, obviously.
Right.
It wasn't so
doesn't
so hot,
look like
right?
the guy we've seen this week.
Right.
Right.
No, he's playing well.
So, yeah, you have Oosthuizen over McIlroy in the final. I had McIlroy over Fowler in the final. So both of our eventual champions still alive, Oosthuizen and McIlroy. But my final is squash with Fowler at home. But I think this is going to be a battle. And you know what? I'm going to go with Spieth just because he's the best player in the world and he's look great. But if Louis Oosthuizen wins, it's not an upset in my mind.
Right.
That's how good Oosthuizen is. I agree with you. The next one I find very interesting. Ryder Cup teammates, Patrick Reed and Dustin Johnson. We both had Phil Mickelson coming out, but we both had Phil coming out of this bracket by a hair. We thought that it might not be the pool of death, that group, but if you're just trying to pull two great players that would naturally come out of any other group, we thought like Reed and Mickelson was a flip of the coin. We both went with Phil because Reed's been inconsistent lately, but Reed waxes Phil yesterday.
That was unbelievable how much he just killed him.
I couldn't believe it.
It was over after nine holes. I thought it was going to be like Stephen Ames, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was shocking. I don't know where to go with this one. These guys are both so inconsistent. I'm going to stay with Reed over Johnson. All logic tells me that Dustin Johnson can overpower any golf course and match play is a perfect format for him. At the end of the day, I just think match play sometimes comes down to 6 inches between the ears. And if that's the case, I'm going to go with Reed every time.
I might not pick any winner in that group then.
That's true, too.
They might both lose that one.
Who do you think's coming out?
I think Patrick Reed, just based on what he did yesterday, the performance he put in, you know, it's not you don't have to play great golf. You just have to play better than the guy you're playing, right?
Right.
And I think right now he is playing a little bit better, obviously, than DJ.
And in the matchup that says we won't see daylight on the Golf Channel or NBC, Byung Hun against Rafa Cabrera-Bello, who comes out and does anyone care about?
Well, they should. You know, Cabrera-Bello has actually played well in Europe this year.
Yes.
I'm going to pick him coming out of that one. I think he might surprise a few people, actually. He might even get to get a couple more wins before this thing is over.
Now, Ryan Moore, I had coming out of that group.
Yes, me too.
You did as well. And I think he's been under the radar lately with some consistent play.
He's played really well. If you look at his record, and he is also a great putter. Match play to me is all about putting. If you can sink a couple of key
first
putts
one in
per times, exactly. So I think that's why he's going to win out of there. Patton Kizzire, he's playing rookie, first time in here, good player, and I think we'll hear a lot from him. But I think Moore's too much.
Now, my favorite matchup of the day, I can't wait for Louis Oosthuizen and Jordan Spieth. But this is one. If that's 1A, this is 1B, or vice versa. Rory McIlroy, my eventual winner against Zach Johnson, who's been a bulldog from the start in this one. I don't know who to go with. I'll stick with Rory because he's my eventual winner, but this is going to be a nail-biter, Bob.
Two different styles of golfer, very much, right? And I don't know. We were talking before about, does this golf course set up for one particular kind of player? I think it kind of, depending on where the pins are, I think it kind of might set up for Zach Johnson's style of game, a kind of a grinder, shorter, hit it in there.
And I think, you know, you hit a wonderful point there, because I was talking about this with you off the air, and I think you're 100% right. I think other than the first hole and the 18th hole, again, where they put the pin and where they put the tee blocks, if they stretch those holes out a little or kind of, you know, put them in that 360, 370 zone, because of the way they're built with the slopes in front of the greens, a Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, they can find themselves putting.
Right.
But if they put those holes at like 400 yards or 390 or whatever, now it's a two-shot hole for everybody.
Yeah, tuck
right?
the pin.
Tuck the pin, years. Like you said. Yeah. So depending on how they set up 1 and 18, it can change the complete dynamic. That could be, you know, in match play, two holes.
That's right.
The one that starts the momentum and the one that could end the whole thing.
Exactly.
I love it. And that's sometimes as well, guys, you know, like in my mind, too, the genius of Pete Dye is, you know.
Mad genius.
He is a mad genius. And I love Pete Dye golf courses, too, because you know what? You don't have to grow the rough 8 inches. There's no rough on this golf course.
Right.
You don't have to grow the rough. You don't have to bring in the fairways. You don't have to do things there. This golf course looks the same as it does today, other than maybe the greens a touch slower. It looks the same today as it will a week from now for the members.
And you don't have to mow the railway ties either. That's it.
Chris Kirk, Bill Haas. Flip a coin. Billy Haas in this one?
I like Billy Haas in that one. Yep.
Me too. Matt Kuchar, who you liked
yes.
in this.
Yes.
You liked Kuch in this. And Brooks Koepka. This is going to be an interesting one. Again, two very different styles of play, similar to our Rory Zach Johnson setup.
Yeah, I had Matt Kuchar going through to the next round, so I think I like him. He's just one of those guys who never gets out of place, never really hurts himself too much. Koepka's good, though. He's playing really good golf, too. So, as you say, it could be a flip of coin, but I got Kuchar going through.
And then Brant Snedeker, you know, going to win with his putter, and Jason Day, who can just overpower golf courses and has continuously driven the first green this week, has been incredible.
Even with his bad back.
Even with the bad back. We'll get into that in Winners Where to Watch. So who do you like here?
I like Jay Day. I think like he's you. Going through, too.
All right, so are you going to stick with your final of Oosthuizen over McIlroy in the final?
Yeah, I can't switch, can I?
No, you shouldn't. You can't. You can do whatever you want.
I wish I could do that with my NCAA bracket.
That's right. Oh, God, that was over day one for me.
I'm sticking, yeah, Oosthuizen and McIlroy.
I'll stick with McIlroy as my winner. My finals blown up. Fowler's at home, so I'll stick with Rory as my winner, and I'm praying to God it's Jordan Spieth, because I think what a wonderful Sunday afternoon that would be.
That would be great. That's kind of what you want, right?
Yeah, certainly. So we'll go with that. We have a couple minutes left here, so let's hear actually now from Rory McIlroy. We've got a little bit of thoughts on his play and the tournament so far before we go to break. Let's hear from Rory.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be in for the weekend, and you know, similar to what happened last year. You know, I had to go extra holes with Billy Horschel to get into the weekend and did the same thing, so just nice to be through. You know, I feel like my game's gotten a little bit better as the days have went on, and I know I'll have to play very well again tomorrow to try and beat Zach.
I walked with you for a lot of your matches at Harding Park. It seemed like you were always on the cusp at Harding Park, and here you are again. You got to have a lot of confidence that you've done this before.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, anytime I go into the back nine, even today, you know, I was down after 10 holes, but I knew that I'd played the back nine well this week, and I'd done well, and you know, anytime that I keep saying this, anytime the match goes the distance, I feel like I have a better chance, and Thankfully, I was able to get it done again today.
So just telling a little story, a few stories out of school on this one. That's Fred Albers from PGA Tour Radio, is a colleague of mine. Fred's great. He's been doing it for many years. So he's one of our vets on the team, but he's a huge Sean Connery fan.
Oh, really?
So if when you're doing PGA Tour Radio, there's like six or seven voices in your ear. All the rovers can hear each other, the studio guys, and you've got to kind of be, don't know if, sometimes you're live, sometimes you're taped. It's all going on at once. So we try to crack each other up when we know we're not live. So Fred Albers will be calling a shot, and I'll go, Apache, and I wasn't invited, Fred. And he can't stand it. As soon as he hears Sean Connery, oh, Miss Money Penny, right? And he loses it. So Freddie Albers, great guy. Anyway, Rory McIlroy, that may be my winner. Who knows?
Could
maybe
be.
Your finalist, maybe loses. And so we'll keep an eye on it. Going to be a fun weekend. Later on the show, we'll do leaderboards from around the world because there's a Puerto Rico event going on. We got Mackenzie Tour Q School, LPGA, lots of golf going on. We'll get to that later. On the other side, though, Steve Williams, controversial, successful. Kind of retired, not really.
Yeah.
Going to loop for Adam Scott in the majors again this year.
That's right, all four.
If I was Adam Scott, I'd say, you know, with all due respect, I got two wins under my belt playing the best golf I've had since I won the green jacket. Maybe you go drive some cars, Steve.
Dance with who brung you, maybe.
That's right,
Adam?
He's got a new book called Out of the Rough. It's coming out March 29th, available everywhere books are sold. And
are books still sold?
Apparently. I don't know. Or downloaded. He says everywhere books are sold. I don't know. But anyway, we spoke to him earlier this week, so we're going to have that for you next. It'll be Steve Williams one-on-one right here on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
He is certainly the most controversial caddy in the history of the modern game anyway, and arguably the most successful caddy as well on the bag for Tiger Woods, 13 majors. The richest, as Mr. Weeks outlined, certainly a car enthusiast and now a novelist. March 29th, Out of the Rough. The new book, the title of the new book from Steve Williams comes out. It's available everywhere books are sold, downloaded, etc. Earlier this week, I had a chance to speak to Mr. Williams. Here it is, one-on-one with Steve Williams. Joining me now, arguably the most successful caddy in the history of the professional game, he is now an author of the book, Out of the Rough, Inside the Ropes with the World's Greatest Golfers by Steve Williams. It's available everywhere books are sold on March the 29th. Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Let's start right there with the book, Steve. Where was the inspiration to put pen to paper and tell your stories?
Yeah, when I decided to retire from caddying in 2014, I had numerous publishers here in New Zealand and authors approach me about writing a book. And, you know, when you sit back and you read their proposals and they give their proposal as to why they think it would be beneficial to write a book, that you would enjoy writing a book, and here's some, you know, some notes from some of the other people that have written books, other sports people. You know, that's when I sat down and decided, yes, I can do this, and we'll choose the right people to go with and make it an enjoyable experience. So to have that opportunity to, you know, go back and look at your career and write a book on your career was a really rewarding experience and brought back a lot of great memories.
Now, it's interesting. For our younger demographic, they probably don't know that you caddied for Greg Norman and Raymond Floyd, as well as Tiger Woods and Adam Scott. For yours truly, I remember you on the bag for those players. I think about those players, Steve, and I think, boy, you have three of the most intense players in the history of the game, and then maybe the nicest guy or one of the nicest guys out there in Adam Scott. How different was it? How much did you have to change moving from those super intense players to an Adam Scott?
Yeah, look, every player is different, obviously. They all have a different demeanor and a different way to go about them. But, you know, Adam is obviously far more relaxed than the previous players I've carried for. But he still has that burning desire inside of him, but you just can't probably see that, whereas you can see that from some of the other players, some of the guys I've cared for. But, Adam definitely got a different demeanor about him on the golf course, which was quite refreshing, to be honest.
Now, you get into this book with some great stories and great, I guess, almost starting a debatable list in a way. You talk about, you know, some of the greatest shots you've seen, some of the greatest swings, golf courses. You know, we're coming into the Masters only a few weeks away. Where does Augusta National list on, you know, your favorite championship golf courses, and what is your favorite?
Look, I think the Masters provides the best test between a player and a caddy. You've got to be so precise at Augusta with your club selection, and wrong club selection there can end up being very penal. You're going to get yourself into a situation or a spot on the golf course where it's almost impossible to get the ball up and down. So from the first hole to the 72nd hole there, it's crucial that you select the right club on every shot. Now, at some other tournaments, you can hit the wrong club and get away with it. Typically, there, if you hit the wrong club, you're not going to get away with it. So, it's a very intense 72 holes, that tournament. And look, it's amazing in the caddy world how many caddies get fired after Augusta. It's a known statement or a known fact that after Augusta, there's always caddy changes. You know, there's certain times of year when caddies get hired and fired, and that's one of them because it's a very demanding week. It's a fantastic tournament. Obviously, it's a unique tournament and the only major that's played at the same golf course every year. So, is that my favourite tournament? It's definitely one of them. That and the British Open two of my favourite tournaments to caddy in.
Well, you spoke of how intense the relationship as Augusta between player and caddy and the dynamics involved and how it changes with each player. If you had to pick one thing or one common factor between caddy and player that have been successful in major championships, including Augusta, what would that factor be? What is the most important dynamic in that team?
Well, I think the most important dynamic between a player and a caddy is when a player gets into the final few holes, the back nine of a tournament, particularly a major championship, when that player has the opportunity, he is in contention and he's got that opportunity to win the tournament, that's when you've really got to be, you know, focused the most. And when you sense that something's going wrong with a player, or perhaps he's getting nervous, or perhaps he's getting thinking ahead of the game or something like that, you've got to get that player to stay in the moment and help him, guide him along the best you can in that situation, and ensure you give him the best available information so that when he chooses a club or asks you to be involved in the club selection, that you don't make a mistake. You've really got to really bond over those tough periods, and that's what makes, you know, a good relationship with a player in a caddy. Because, you know, as you know, golf is a game that it's a very nerve-wracking game, and there's a lot of pressure in game. And golf, particularly when you get to the end of a tournament, when you've got a chance to win a tournament. So that's when you really got to form that great partnership and make those good decisions and encourage that player and say everything you can to make that winning even more possible.
Now, Steve, you were never shy of giving an opinion. At some points, you've been controversial over your careers. Out of the Rough comes out March the 29th. Is there something in this book that maybe somebody's going to find out about you or your stories that maybe they have a preconceived notion about, or is there a surprise in these pages that maybe somebody isn't expecting?
Yeah, look, I think that people read the book, they're going to get a very good insight into what a caddy does and what's involved in caddying on the tour, and just get a general feeling of what a caddy does. I think a lot of people, you know, some people might have a good idea, some people may not have a good idea, but I think after reading the book, you're going to have a very clear picture of what it's like to caddy on the tour. And I'll give an insight into all the players I've caddied for and the relationship, the highs and the lows, and, you know, some of the ways that players go about things, the way they hit shots, and all the different things. It's just going to give you a perspective from my eyes, having been involved a long period of time as a caddy, what it's like to be on the tour.
In closing, Steve, before we let you go, how much are you looking forward to getting back on the bag for the majors this year, starting with the Masters?
Yeah, I'm going to caddy in the Masters at Augusta here in a couple of weeks, and I will also caddy at Oakmont at the US Open. That's a golf course that's one of the hardest golf courses in the world. So that's always a great test. I believe last time they played there, I don't think anybody finished under par, if my memory is right. Angel Cabrera beat Tiger there. The last time they played the US Open. Yeah, it's a great sporting town, Pittsburgh, so really looking forward to that.
Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Golf Talk Canada. The book is Out of the Rough, Inside the Ropes with the World's Greatest Golfer, Steve Williams, available everywhere books are sold, March the 29th. Steve, good luck at Augusta.
Thanks for having us on the show, Mike.
Steve Williams, Out of the Rough, March 29th, everywhere books are sold. On the other side, Bob and I, winners, weird, and what? This is GTC.
The Golf Talk Canada Getaway, presented by Golf Away Tours.
Hey there, it's TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours, your golf travel specialist. As much as I miss golf during our long Canadian winters, I learned long ago that there's another great sport to help me through the winter, and that's curling. Curling and golf go hand in hand in a lot of ways. From both sports' humble beginnings in Scotland, to the great balance of social and competitive spirit, to the tradition of sharing a post-game whiskey or beer. So at Golf Away Tours, we thought, what would be better than a combination golf and curling trip to the home of both sports, Scotland? And to top it off, we are inviting two prominent figures in the world of curling to act as the trip hosts. 2010 Olympic silver medalist and TSN analyst Cheryl Bernard, along with TSN curling broadcaster Brian Mudrick. If you have ever been lucky enough to meet either Cheryl or Brian, you know that they will add great energy, enthusiasm, and of course humor to this incredible trip. This October trip starts with four nights at the Carnoustie Golf Hotel while playing in a three-day curling bonspiel where you will play against other Canadian and international rinks in a fun, open competition, all the while experiencing great Scottish fare and entertainment. That will be followed up with four nights at the home of golf, St. Andrews, with four rounds of golf, a couple of great meals, and perhaps a whiskey or three. So if you, like me, have a shared passion for the two great sports of golf and curling, this is a trip that you just can't miss. Contact me at tj@golfawaytours.com for more information or to register for this trip of a lifetime. Golf Away Tours, we take you around the world to play the game you love.
This has been your Golf Talk Canada Getaway, presented by Golf Away Tours. Visit golfawaytours.com to book your customized golf experience. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit floor liners, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
All right, Zucchino, Weeks, winners, weird, and what? Let's do it, Mr. Weeks. You have the tee.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
I love that.
That's a good one. All right. My winner, Marco, this morning is a guy by the name of Rafael Campos, ranked 561st in the world. But right now he is leading the Puerto Rico Open. He is the first guy from Puerto Rico to lead a PGA Tour event since...
Chichi?
You got it.
I love it.
Chichi Rodriguez. And he's
the only Puerto Rican golfer I know.
Exactly. The only one anyone knows, right? He's got nine starts on the PGA Tour. All nine have come in this tournament. So it'll be kind of a cool story. It's a little bit like David Hearn winning the Canadian Open, but David Hearn's a little more accomplished than Rafael, so good for him. He plays on PGA Tour Latin America.
Love it.
My weird is Luke Murray. Do you know Luke Murray?
No. Should I?
No. Well, maybe. He is the assistant basketball coach at Xavier University, which was in the NCAA up until a couple last week. They lost out. But he's also Bill Murray's son, comedian Bill Murray.
Yes.
Now, Luke Murray, unbelievably, has never seen Caddyshack. I
read this all night. Could you imagine? Come on. This is the most iconic golf movie ever, and I would say in the top five to top ten most iconic sports films.
Yeah.
Like, it transcends golf.
Have you not seen all your dad's movies?
Oh, of course. I said, oh, I can't. They're home videos, but yeah, they're exactly. Like, this is how you barbecue.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, angry,
that's
relax.
Weird,
relax.
Huh?
Yeah. Unbelievable. That's bizarre.
And my what is John Daly? What is John Daly doing? John Daly is putting up for auction his replica claret jug trophy that he got from the British Open. Of course, you get a little keeper, and he's putting it up right now. It's if you want to take a stab at it, it's online at $12,000.
Okay, so US. This makes no sense to me, Bob. Like, does he need this money?
obviously he needs something because
it doesn't matter. He's been getting sponsors exemptions on past glories for a gazillion years now. He still has sponsorship deals with clubs with Loudmouth and and I'm sure a few other, you know, in the southern U.S. probably some gunslinging companies that wear a lot of camo and drive pickup trucks. So he's got a lot of that going on. Why does he need $12,000?
Well, have you heard about his divorce?
I know there's like I know,
I think,
but
it's $34,000 a month or something. I think.
Oh.
That's what I heard one time. So anyway, he's clearing out the closet. It's on it's out.
All right. Okay, Mr. Weeks, tea is mine.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I was having a discussion last night with my parents and Heather that, you know, Tom Cruise is a weird guy, right?
Yeah, he's
but
a weird dude.
Regardless how bizarre he is, when you look at his list of movies,
yeah, there's not too many flubs in there.
Wow, right? What a career. Only Harrison Ford could we find another guy with maybe a bigger box office run over multiple decades. Unbelievable. Okay, my winner this week. We talked about this. I love this Austin Country Club. I love its quirkiness. I love the drivable par fours. I love the A to B quirky attitude in the green complexes. The fact that we don't know if it favors Rory or Zach. And is that not what match play is all about? Off kilter, off balance, keep you guessing. I hope Dell stays a sponsor, and I hope this stays for a few years.
It's a genius design by Pete Dye, for sure. Even if you don't like it, like Rory was saying, he doesn't really like this course, but he thinks it's great for match play.
Right, there you go, right? And you know what I would like? If everybody had that opinion in the entire field, it's a perfect match play golf course.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
what you want, right? And again, Pete, I'm a huge Pete Dye fan. I think he's a genius. And I love the fact that this golf course a week from now, other than maybe a bit of speed on the greens, will look the same for the members as it does for the PGA Tour pros. You don't have to bring in fairways. You don't need 8-inch rough. Go play Pete Dye's vision, and it stands up. My weird this week, and I've received a dozen emails on this, the last being from my good friend Robert Arms, who, you know, knows as much about golf as anybody I know who doesn't do it for a living, like us and, you know, Lauren and Jason and whatever, right? He knows as much as there is to know. And he said to me, he couldn't, like, he's watching the match play and he had a hard time engaging with it because he's not like you and I watching it kind of all day long or at least staying on top of it all day long. He's playing golf at Lake Nona. He's living his life, enjoying his life. He comes home in the evening, throws on the match play. He has no idea who's coming out of what bracket, no idea who's going to where. And my weird this week is the coverage. You know, Golf Channel does a great job, 12 months a year. They really do. There's some shows I find unwatchable. Morning Drive, I want to hang myself watching Morning Drive. Maybe the worst.
Count me in that group,
yeah,
too.
I can't watch it anymore. They took a lovely little show with Soul, and they threw up on it and turned it into the Today Show that makes no sense. I can't stand it. But Robert's like, who's coming out of what bracket? And I'm like, weird this week is the way they've handled this coverage. There's no boards. There's no brackets. There's no, if this person comes out of this pool, they might see this person. This is what this person needs to do this. They go to it on occasion because they have to. But I found it very, very underwhelming, the coverage this week.
Do you think some of it is the format with this little round robin part? Like, Lauren had a good piece up on the Score Golf site of talking about how there's no tension in the first parts. There's no, right, you know,
you don't
do
see
or
the
die
tension until Friday.
Right.
And I think that's part of it for sure. But I think as a broadcaster, and you know, we saw this with Fox first go around at the U.S. Open that failed miserably, you have a responsibility to make your viewer engaged. And
right,
if you don't, you know, listen. They give you a bag of ground beef. You got to make the hamburgers, all right? So not every broadcast is Masters Back Nine Sunday, okay? Otherwise, they'd all be the Masters.
That's right.
My what this week is, what would Jason Day do if his back was healthy? We went through 24 hours from Thursday from Wednesday to Thursday. Oh, Jason Day's back. Oh, he's in jeopardy. He might miss the Masters. Da 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 da. He comes out Thursday morning, stands up on a 370-yard par 4 opening hole, drives the green to 10 feet and knocks it in for two. Okay. Hello. Goes 3-0 with a little help from Paul Casey on Friday, as you mentioned, with the flu. But Jason Day, like, and of course Nick Faldo, that was more than just a back tweak. His Masters could be in jeopardy.
Roll back's a set.
Okay.
It must be something, right?
I've been struggling with a back. I've had a back problem for like 20 years. And, you know, like, You never know when it's going to flare up, but if you do the right things, most of the time, 24 hours, especially these guys, I'm a slob. These guys are athletes.
Well, these guys have all sorts of stuff in the fitness trailer. They've got massage guys, chiros,
they have abs.
Physios, right.
Right. I don't have abs.
Okay? That's to start with.
All
exactly.
Right. I got a 2-4. I don't have a 6-pack. All right. For those of us, for those of you listening around the world on the, sorry, around the country on terrestrial radio, we have to say goodbye. Our national hour is over. For those of you listening online around the globe, or for those of you listening on TSN 1150 in Hamilton, 1050 in Toronto, and a few other selected markets. 30 more minutes of Golf Talk Canada coming up. Next week is our Masters Roundtable. We will preview Augusta next week, our Masters Roundtable. The following week, Bob and I will be live from the grounds of Augusta for TSN and CTV and bring you Golf Talk Canada television as well as Golf Talk Canada radio. Remember, first good decision on the golf course, it always starts in the closet. Thank you so much for listening.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you to our national audience for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca. We'll return after this with more of Golf Talk Canada. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Welcome to our 1050 TSN Toronto, 1150 Hamilton, and those listening online around the world for the extra 30 minutes of GTC. Remember, if you live in the GTA and you're a listener of Golf Talk Canada, call for Frechette Lawn Care. You will get a major discount on your lawn program this year. So dial up for Frechette Lawn Care. Go to the website. Tell them you're a Golf Talk Canada listener. So if you're thinking of getting your lawn handled this year by a professional, why not take the discount at Frechette? Our next guest, a good friend of the show, I can smell it. I know it's in the air, right, Bob? We're not too far off, are
we? No. The grass is starting to green up.
Okay, there you are. Official for Mr. Weeks. The most respected golf journalist in Canada just said we're
breaking
not
news.
Too far off. The grass is greening up. If he says it, it's locked and loaded. Locked and loaded, baby. Cedar Bay Golf Club, great supporter of our show, great friend of our show. May 5th is the grand opening of their clubhouse. Bob and I will both be there for that big May 5th grand opening. You saw the clubhouse. You just told me you think
it looks
great.
The pictures, awesome.
Yeah. I did a tour around Christmas time, and I was just blown away. Like, wow, locker rooms are spectacular. I don't know if they're going to get me out of the locker room this year. I really don't. Because they got a little card area with the big screen TVs, and I think you can get a drink down there.
Wow.
So I'm in trouble down there. I'll just be from the sauna to the bar to the TV. That's it. That's where I'm at. Welcoming to the program now, their marketing and sales manager, Andrew Morris. Andrew, thanks for taking the time to do this with us on Golf Talk Canada.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Nice to talk to you guys again.
Okay, Andrew, you heard it from Bob Weeks. Okay, grass is greening. It's happening soon. Okay, so I know you guys have been on the verge of being full for quite some time, but we know that I know that there's a few left to go. So can people still get in to Cedar Bray? And if so, what are their options?
You know what? We are right on the verge. So it's been a great past year, and of course, with the clubhouse now completed, we've got the building to offer our great golf course as well. So we've got lots of options, Mark. We've got our full memberships. We also offer corporate memberships. We have juniors, intermediates, and, of course, we have trial memberships as well for those looking for that one-year commitment before they take the step to full membership.
Andrew, obviously this new clubhouse is going to be the big selling feature. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen pictures. Tell us a little bit about what makes it so special and why this is going to be such a great place for people to go, like Mark, to hang out in the locker room.
Well, we've got a couple different areas for eating. We've got our lawn patio, which we've been known for, and that's just a great spot to hang out in the summer. We've got a few different areas in the building that just the finishings have been fantastic. The architect did a fantastic job as well. It just we now have the building to match what we think is a great golf course.
Okay, Andrew, initiation fee, I believe we're up to $10,000 if you just want to dive in head first, because you know we have listeners, friends of the show, et cetera, who have kind of had their toe in the water for a while. They know what the Cedar Bay experience is all about, but they haven't dipped in yet. And they've watched this membership go from $2,500 a year and a half ago, now up to $10,000. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Yep.
Okay, so what do we have in terms of start of the season coming? What's on the calendar in the next 30 days, and what's the easiest way for somebody to come up there and start the membership conversation with you?
For sure. Easiest way, give me a call at 416-293-4161, and, you know, we can start the ball rolling. Obviously, making a commitment to a private club doesn't happen overnight, so we want to make sure that you come see the facility. Come see the golf course. We'll go for a tour, and I'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions about the membership and the club.
And anything sticking out on the calendar, Andrew, other than the grand opening on May the 5th? And tell us a little bit about that grand opening before we let you go.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's going to be a great day at the club. We're going to have, you guys there.
That makes it a monster event to begin with.
Why would you not go now?
Exactly. So,
scare people away.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the best MC in the business coming.
You know what Bob told me? Bob told me off the air. He said to me, he goes, you know what the best MC is? When nobody remembers who it is. So there you go. Somehow I missed that along the way.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's just going to be a great day of media, dignitaries, our members. It's just people that have been around for a long time that have been waiting for this project to be completed, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, Andrew, I love the golf course. I know there's still some improvements happening to the golf course in terms of bunkers and whatnot, but it's almost complete. The golf course has always been brilliant. I love the job you guys did with the clubhouse. Your members are always friendly, and I love the fact that they're there to golf. I love golf clubs that are about golf, because in today's world, too many times, you get to a golf club and it has nothing to do about golf, and I just can't stand that.
It's just guys hanging out in the locker room.
Yeah, like
cards.
Me. Yeah, like me. Well, I always say, why ruin a beautiful day with golf, right? So, Andrew, thanks for taking the time. It's cedarbraygolf.com. The season is close, and memberships are few and far, so call up Andrew or go to cedarbraygolf.com. Andrew, have a good one. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. You too.
There it is, cedarbraygolf.com. Now, you know, Westin, you're a member out at Westin.
Yep.
And that's it. Like, there's certain golf clubs. Westin, Beacon Hall, Summit,
the Nash.
And again, they don't all have to be $75,000 a joint.
Right.
There's just culture in a club about, I'm here because I love golf. I want to golf.
That's right.
In Florida, you know, I was just mentioning Robert Arms in the previous segment because he was one of those emails that said confusing about the coverage of the Dell Match Play, one of many, like a dozen I received. And he's right. He's a member of Lake Nona. And Lake Nona's sister club is Isleworth. And Isleworth is a brilliant, don't get me wrong, brilliant golf course. But the membership there has nothing to do with golf.
Right.
Has nothing to do. It's like they've got the Brahma Bull on the first tee from a bull market from Wall Street. It's about who's zero, like the zeros at your bank account. Basically, the membership of Isleworth makes Donald Trump look like Bernie Sanders. Okay?
People are living there, and there happens to be a golf course.
Right.
As opposed to Nona, where the golf course is there, and that's why they live there.
That's right. That's right. And you just smell the culture of the golf. And you know what? A lot of it is the European influence at Lake Nona as well.
Well,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And they're just all about the golf. You know?
And the Canadian influence.
Yeah. Lori Kane there. Yeah. So anyway, and I think Cedar Bray, Westin, Summit, the National, etc., love courses like that we have in our community. So check out Cedar Bray. If you live anywhere at all, remotely close to the East End, this is a bargain. And once you see the clubhouse, if you have any memories of Cedar Bray and the gymnasium that they used to call a clubhouse,
right.
You're going to be completely shocked because this place is well done. Before we get to the other side, we're going to do a leaderboard update. There's lots going on.
Yes.
Lots going on. So we got to get to some leaderboards around the world before the end of the show. But our good friends at Golfway Tours, I got to, again, congratulate TJ as the World Amateur Par 3 Champion. Well done.
That's quite a title.
That's so cool, man.
That's
I love
right.
it. Great guy. Him and Matt are such good guys. And they also know their stuff inside out. And they've got a very cool trip. It's a curling and golf tour to Scotland. I know you're a monster curler.
Yeah.
You're very passionate. And Brian Mudrick and Cheryl Bernard are hosting
Muddy is the one of the commentators on the coverage of curling here at TSN. Cheryl Bernard is a silver medalist from Vancouver Olympics. Great. She's also on now a commentator on the broadcast team. Great couple of people to go with.
Curling and golf are a natural marriage. We see it at places like Westin, Scarborough Golf Club, et cetera, St. George's. This is a great idea. They have combined curling and golf in one trip to Scotland. And you get to go to places like Carnoustie, St. Andrews, King's Barnes, and play some of the best golf courses in Scotland, including the world, never mind. And you also get to curl as well on a three-day international bond spiel.
Yeah, you're going to curl against at the Forfar Curling Club, which is a curling facility over there.
Okay.
Which is a pretty famous place. It's a historic place. Lots of champions from gone into the world championship have come out of that place. So it's a cool spot. It's a great trip.
Swing and sweep. I love it. Yeah, swing and sweep sounds very cool. This sounds to me something that Bob Weeks would do when he's retired. Yeah. He's like, Bob Weeks is all over like this.
93 then?
You're making what I make it?
Yeah.
Where you? Okay. All right. So this is $4,750 per person. That's $4,750 per person. That includes three lunches, four dinners, daily breakfast, eight nights accommodations.
In some good hotels.
Yeah, Carnoustie Hotel, the Russick's Hotel, your ground transportation, all your taxes and fees, your golf, your curling. It's unbelievable. The only thing you got to do is handle your flight. I know the ticket, the price tag sounds big, $4,750, but when you look at what you get, eight nights, 9 days, the value's insane here.
You bring your clubs, but you don't have to bring your rocks.
That's God.
Save on luggage weight, too.
Don't bring the staff bag. Unbelievable. So there it is. Check out this. It's called, what is it? Sweep and Swing Invitational. Go to golfawaytours.com, golfawaytours.com. If you love curling and you love golf, check it out online. On the other side, leaderboard report from around the globe. This is GTC.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day. Brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility.
Hi, it's Brad from Peak Performance Golf, here to talk about your spring tune-up for 2016. At the end of a long winter, much like your car, your golf game needs a tune-up to ensure everything is ready for spring. Doing this will help avoid early season injuries and help lower your scores when golf season comes. If you've been sitting on the couch all winter and haven't hit a golf ball in 5 months, your body is likely in no shape to deal with the stress a golf swing puts on your body. At Peak Performance Golf, we recommend that all our clients start with physical evaluation from our team of TPI-certified golf and fitness professionals. Our professionals will help educate you and develop a program that will help you improve your physical strength, flexibility, and by extension, your golf swing and performance. Another thing you should do before we get outside is check the condition of your equipment. If your clubs have been stored in a cold, dry area like your garage, the grips are likely dried out and slippery and will need to be replaced. Finally, there has been a lot of new equipment come out over the winter that you may want to check out. Our fitting professionals can fit you for everything from a putter to a full bag. We carry companies such as TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, and the extremely cool new PXG. Ensuring your equipment and body are ready for the season will help make 2016 your best season yet. For more information, check us out at peakperformgolf.com.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day. Brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility and leader in instruction, fitness, and custom club fitting. Visit peakperformgolf.com for more information.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club, private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at CedarBrayGolf.com. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Lots of golf from around the world, so let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Golf PEI. With over 200 fairways within 45 minutes of one another, go to golfpei.ca and discover why Golf PEI is Canada's number one golf destination. You and I were just talking a little off air about how they did a great thing with, similar to what TJ and Matt are doing with curling in Scotland, that Golf PEI was doing doing like a food and wine kind of golf thing where you're chucking oysters.
It's culinary stuff. That's one of their big things out there. You can go out and learn how to cook seafood and eat seafood and also
Mark
play
McLean
golf.
Is such a good guy.
He is such a great guy. Yeah. He has some great golf in PEI.
He does.
And
his family is lovely, too. The people there are awesome.
Everyone's good.
Yeah, I love the East Coast people.
My family's all from
there. I know. The East Coast people are I don't know. I love them. I think I got a soft spot. They may be the finest Canadians. Much better than us here in Toronto, I tell you. We are hard and angry people, I tell
right.
you.
That's right.
All right. There is an opposite field event for all the people that did not qualify for the World Match Play going on in Puerto Rico. And I'm happy to say Ian Poulter
Your buddy.
Is in Puerto Rico, my buddy. And next week I'm in Lake Nona and I'll be challenging him face to face. I'll be saying, we're doing cross-country wrestling golf. You win? You in?
Right,
figure four
style.
During WrestleMania week,
camel
buddy. Camel clutch on the 18th green at Lake Nona.
Oh,
all right. Rafael Campos, who Bob said in his Winners Weird and What, a Puerto Rican leading the Puerto Rican Open. This is like David Hearn leading the Canadian Open and the last Puerto Rican to lead on the PGA Tour.
Chai Rodriguez.
That's it. One shot lead over George McNeil, Kyle Reifers, and Ian Poulter and Steve Marino, along with your favorite name?
Bronson Bregoon, Mark Hubbard, Alex Chubby Checa.
I love Alex Checa, too. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And Will McKenzie, there's a lot of people.
There's a guy you haven't heard from in a long time. That's Will McKenzie, should he not be starring alongside Keanu Reeves in a surfing
yeah,
film?
Yeah, exactly. He like, fits the role perfectly.
Totally.
Graham Dillette, T15, by the way. There.
Graham Dillette. Is Hearnsey in this one?
He's not. Nick Taylor is also. He's tied for 31st. And I believe, and Adam Svensson actually started off, played great in the first round, shot 67, but followed up with a 76.
You know, I talked to Hearnsey last week after API because, I used to be a belly putter guy, and so was Hearn, right, as you know. And I was watching the API, and, you know, it's typical American coverage. Even though Hearn was sniffing the top 10, you could barely get him right. any TV coverage. And I noticed he was using a reversed Matt Kuchar. In other words, he was using he's a right-handed player. He was using a left-hand low Matt Kuchar where you brace the shaft against the left arm, right? And that's a style that Bernard Langer won the Masters with in the 80s.
That's the style that Jim Murray described as said that Bernard Langer was the only guy who could putt and wind his watch at the same time.
Exactly. There you go. Right. So you remember that style from the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So I text David. I said, David, I saw you for like a quick second. And did I see this right? Like, did I actually see it? He goes, yeah. He goes, I've been practicing with it. But the Arnold Palmer Invitational was the first time he put it into play in a tournament. And it was the best finish he's had all year. He likes it. And the reason I got so interested in this is yours truly went to this January 1. I didn't know that Hearnsey was going to do this. But I'm as a lefty, I'm now bracing it on my right forearm. Now, the only thing I can't figure out is right now I'm going right hand low like Hearns, but I'm going back and forth between Hearns and Kuchar. I haven't come comfortable
you're
with
messed
one.
Up, man.
And it's happening in the middle of rounds.
I'm sure your guy, your partner, Robert, who you're going to play with, the member guest, is loving hearing this.
Well, when we played when we played at La Costa, you and I was doing it.
That's right.
But I was flipping between Kuchar and Langer back all day. I hit 15 greens.
Yeah, you played well.
So, but I shot 100. The hole was shrinking that day. Could not, you know. That's the.
Yeah, you missed a few. You left a few out there. You could have been a really good low round.
And then, thank God for Matt Sizemore. Siz, I don't want to play golf without Siz on my bag anymore. Talking me into that 3-wood on the last hole. I had no guts. I'm going with the layup. He's like, hit a 3-wood, you wimp. Thanks, Siz. All right, McKenzie Tour qualifying going on. Samuel Love with the lead there, 2-shot lead over Seth Reeves. Cam Burke, the low Canadian this one, Bob?
Yes, Cam Burke. There's a few Canadians fighting it out. There's a couple of these qualifiers coming up. So Peter Campbell, I noticed another Canadian. He's down, tied for 29. So there's a few trying to get their cards. They were suspended, so they're going to pick up play today.
And this is a very difficult golf course. That Nicklaus course at Reunion Resort is far the most.
Very hard.
That is brutal. That's on the opposite side of I-4.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but the wind over there feels like Scotland compared to the east side of 4. I don't get it, but it does. LPGA Tour, Kia Classic. Jenny Shin, a 1-shot lead over Lydia Ko and Brittany Lang at 9-under par. So world number one, Lydia on the heels there, sniffing. I love Aviara Golf Course.
Beautiful golf course. Gorgeous place. Talk about a clubhouse. That's a really nice
clubhouse. The bar there with the dark wood and the big leather chairs. This is what I'm speaking a lot about drinking. You know, I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks because of this diet. I've been on this diet, right? I've lost 11 pounds in 10 days.
Wow.
11 pounds in 10 days I've lost because, you know, I hate seeing myself on TV. I'm not one of those people comfortable looking at themselves ever.
Right, right.
And it gets worse when I'm a fat pig. And standing beside you, okay, Jim and I used to kind of be the same waist and the same size.
You're not that big.
But compared to you, everybody looks big.
Well, I suppose.
You're a runner. I have to pick a co-host who's a triathlete, who's a marathon runner. Like, what am I thinking? I should have picked Yokozuna as my co-host. I would have looked like George Clooney standing beside some fat guy beside me. I picked Bob Weeks. See?
Yeah. You got Brooke Henderson, by the way.
Yes. Hey, she got it. She got one under, right?
She's T29, one under. You watch. As we were saying, she's going to climb back up into the top 10 over the weekend.
There is no chance she doesn't finish top 10.
That's right.
I'll take any action you want. There is no chance she doesn't finish top 10. I can't believe this show's over, Bob.
We're done?
It's done.
Okay.
So you and I, so here's the deal, right? So we're going to, tomorrow you're gonna have a little bit of a role in our Masters Roundtable. You're training for a big marathon.
Right.
So you're going to call into our roundtable. So our Masters preview show is going to be a roundtable that'll air next Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to Lake Nona for the member guest,
nice,
which I'm looking forward to. I'm going to find Ian Poulter and throw down the gauntlet. Simple. It's going down.
Steal one of his cars.
I'm going to steal a Ferrari and one of those cool pair of alligator shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, buddy, it's WrestleMania week. It goes down this week. All right?
Is it WrestleMania
week? Yeah, Sunday night.
Oh, man.
When I meet you in Augusta on Sunday night and meet the rest of the team and everybody goes off to their separate quarters, I will be watching the WWE Network on my iPhone for WrestleMania 32.
On your iPhone?
Yeah.
Why don't you get, like, we could probably hook you up with a computer or something.
I'll have my computer, too. I'll have either or. But you know what? This iPhone I'm carrying now is, like, the size of my first ever computer. The thing's huge. It's like, it's funny how the world, the technology used to make everything smaller. Now we're going the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like these iPhones are, like, carrying
bigger pockets.
Yeah, people. That's just like, is that a bulletproof vest you're wearing? No, it's the iPhone 9. You know. Anyway, Bob, I will see you in Augusta.
Yes.
We'll be Golf Talk Canada Television goes usual time this week, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern on TSN4, multiple repeats. Next week, it's our Acura at the Majors Golf Talk Canada preview show from Augusta. And then me, you, and Mr. Duffy and a celebrity guest, which will be announced this week, will cover the Masters for Canada. And then we will be Golf Talk Canada Radio from Augusta next area. I'm looking forward to it.
That'd be great.
Extremely excited. I smell the azaleas. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course, it starts in the closet.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club, private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at cedarbraegolf.com. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.